Welcome to the Believe You Receive podcast. I'm Dr. Lorette Willis. Be encouraged, be inspired, get excited. I have faith-filled, fun-filled words, prayer, and declarations to help you be your best self. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." So let's go. God is no respecter of persons. Did you know that? In Acts 10:34, it says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.'" You see, there are many methods for healing. If we look at healing, for example, you know, you can be healed by prayer. We see that in James 5, verses 14 and 15. And you can also be healed by the laying on of hands. Mark 16:18. That's where Jesus said, "You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." These are just two Bible methods that speak about receiving healing. But you can also be healed by believing. We see that. Now you want to write this down. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Matthew 8:17. You know, Matthew 8:17 says that it may show of a truth that Jesus came and healed our infirmities. In fact, you know what? I'm going to look it up right now because I want the words to be exactly perfect, and I want you to know that you know. Because some people say, "Wait a second, that's in the New Testament? I know it said some things in the Old Testament, but it says that in the New Testament?" Yes, Matthew 8:17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." You know, and sometimes people say, "Oh, well, that's just talking about spiritual healing." But you know, there's no such thing as spiritual healing. I know that people say, "Oh, yeah, spiritual healing." But your spirit doesn't get healed. It gets saved. That's a big difference. Now, you can be healed in your body. You can be healed in your mind. You can be healed in your emotions. That's your soul. Your mind, will, and emotions. And physical healing is also promised. But you know, Scripture doesn't talk about spiritual healing. It talks about being born again, which is so simple to do. Just say, "Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. I believe God raised you from the dead." And we see that in Romans 10:9-10. Let's turn there right now, because I want you to see it with your own eyes. Because when you see it with your own eyes, you're like, "Okay, this is the regular Bible. This isn't some crazy philosophy that Dr. Lorette came up with." But it's Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 that says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That means made whole and complete right now. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, which means right standing with God, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Isn't that wonderful? And since God is no respecter of persons, he makes it super simple to be saved and made whole right now. Because if it wasn't simple, how could the simple be saved? Well, it goes with healing as well. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he will do for another who will believe him for it. Do you believe? I invite you to say, "I believe your word, Lord." That's it. "I believe your word, Lord. You said in your word, by the stripes of Jesus, the stripes that were laid on him when he was beaten, 39 lashes. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. He bore my sins, my sickness. He bore it all for me. I need not bear it. What Jesus bore, I need not bear. I receive healing now, and I walk in newness of life. In Jesus' name, amen." Hey, thank you for being with me today. To learn more about Praise Moves Fitness Ministry, go to praisemoves.com. To become a certified health coach with a biblical worldview, go to certifiedhealthcoachinstitute.com. And to learn how to renew your mind and retrain your brain at the same time, please go to betransformed.today. That's betransformed.today.